Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my name is Gary Mansfield, and this is a bonus episode of the Ministry of Arts podcast. Now, as ever, let's begin by banging these bongos.
Yeah, right. Crazy.
Hello, welcome to this bonus episode. Today, I'm taking you to the glorious surroundings of Holland Park, more precisely, the Napoleon Gardens in Holland Park. I went there just a couple of weeks ago to meet up with Russian artist Konstantin Benkovich. It was a bit of a first in two respects. One, I was doing an interview with an artist while his work was actually being installed. And two, Konstantin spoke very little English. So my question and his answer would be going through part of his team, who is the interpreter. To be honest, it did feel a little bit strange first of all, but somehow after the first question or two, it just became a normal conversation. You'll find out yourself when you listen. Well, as I mentioned, his name is Konstantin. His team were calling in Kostya, which I presumed was the Russian shortened version of Konstantin. So Kostya has got quite a fascinating story. Because of what's going on in Ukraine, it's very easy for us, over here in the West, to forget just how many people in Russia actually disagree with Putin's regime and his political policies. Well, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of political activists that are making their voices heard visually to demonstrate against these social and political injustices. Well, Kostya was one of these. And not quite having the freedoms of those artists outside of Russia, Kostya, his friends and other activists had to be extremely careful about how and when they displayed their work, knowing fully well that it could only be on show for a matter of hours. Well, Putin working how Putin does, when these artists were being captured and rounded up and held without charge. A lot of times, some quite awful things would be happening to them, some going missing for days or even weeks on end. And with that urge to keep creating activist art burning inside, the only way to do that in safety was to leave the country. Well, it's an absolutely fascinating story and one that really does need to be heard. So please, come and join me in Napoleon's Garden, Holland Park, with Kostya Benkovich. Today I'm actually on site in Napoleon's Garden in Holland Park for the installation of Konstantin Benkovich, the Right Hand of God. I'm here today with Konstantin. Hi, Konstantin.
Hi.
I ask each artist several questions. The first being, how would you explain what you do to someone that doesn't know your work?
Как бы ты объяснил смысл твоей работы тому, кто не знаком с твоими работами в целом?
Или вообще, what you do, что ты глобально чем ты занимаешься?
Это вторая работа из серии божественного вмешательства в дела людей. Рука Бога в Библии, в Торе появляется тогда, когда Бог вмешивается в наши дела, в земные дела.
So this is the second artwork which Kostios created in the series about how God interferes with the lives of ordinary people, and it's using biblical iconography as well as iconography from the Torah about how God is in control of people's lives.
Первая работа была сделана летом 2020 года в разгар пандемии коронавируса, когда все люди были напуганы и ждали такого апокалипсиса. И это было тоже облако, и тоже рука, но рука была в резиновой перчатке. А резиновая перчатка стала символом пандемии.
So the first artwork Kostios actually created it during the rise of the pandemic in 2020, which was a kind of apocalyptic time for everyone. And it was using similar imagery, so it was a hand and the same kind of cloud. However, the hand was actually in a rubber glove, which is now known to be a symbol of the pandemic and the crazy times when people completely felt out of control of their lives, as if the higher power is creating this obstacle. And but it follows a very similar imagery.
Эта работа была сделана нелегально, это первая работа, в отличие от нашей второй работы, которую мы сделали в рамках фестиваля.
So the first artwork was created individually. And this is the second one was created within the art trail for Kensington and Chelsea with the kind support of Burden Carrot's Art Foundation, which has recently started. And it has been produced especially for this public installation project.
Я занимаюсь концептуальным искусством, и для меня очень важно именно тот смысл, посыл, который я своими работами передаю людям. То, что я делаю визуально, это важно, но это вторично.
Kostios is a conceptual artist. For him, the main idea behind his artwork is the goal. So he's trying to achieve a kind of concept rather than the visuals. The visuals come after the concept. So this artwork is obviously highly conceptual as well.
В моих работах важен материал. Например, в данной работе я использую арматуру и бетон. Арматура — это так, основа каждого здания, это скелет здания. И это конструкционный материал, который не должен вообще гнуться изначально.
So material and the medium he's using is very, very important as well for portraying the concept. It's a mixture of concrete and heavy metal, which is the basis of buildings, and it's the foundation for many things. So here it's also used in a symbolic way. It's not supposed to be bent, it's supposed to be solid and rigid. However, here obviously we've achieved a very fluid form with the metal, which supports the idea of the sculpture.
Well, in my own practice, I deal with the effects of prism, and it was the rebar that caught my eye with
right.
with your work when I first saw it a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Именно использование арматуры привлекло большое внимание из-за того, что работы Гарри напрямую связаны с тюрьмами и с визуализацией тюрьмы.
Гарри абсолютно правильно считывает коды, потому что в России арматура — такой символ несвободы устоявшийся, который очень хорошо считывают и русские люди. Mm-hmm. Я сам родом из России. Все решетки, которые у нас делаются в тюрьмах, и решетки, которые делаются вообще на окнах квартир, домов, и различные ограждения сделаны из арматуры.
Mm-hmm. So you're absolutely correct in terms of decoding this kind of iconography about the lack of freedom. So this work directly links to the Russian problems in prisons and kind of putting obstacles between people and limiting their freedom, because it's the kind of material, so the rebar, it's very symbolic for Russian people. We come across it every day because it's the same material which is used to put kind of protective shields on windows. Mm. Obviously, it's the same material used in prisons, and because Kostios is Russian originally, it's a very important message for him, so that Russian people would read it as well.
Ну, в данном случае я говорю именно о первоначальном предназначении арматуры, то есть это такая основа каждого здания. Я знаю, что я видел работу IVV, который тоже использует арматуру, но по-другому. То есть он знаменитая была работа, вот гробы, детские гробы, в которых была скручена арматура, которая не была специально для этого сделана, она была просто выпилена из зданий, разрушенных от землетрясения, и положена в эти детские гробы. Это был такой символ коррупцию в Китае, когда некачественно строили здания, школы, И та арматура, которая должна была быть из одной стали, была сделана из другой, более дешевой. Она погнулась mm-hmm. во время землетрясения, здания рухнули, погибло очень много детей.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Как сейчас художник зовут?
Ай-вей-вей.
So in this case, the idea behind using the rebars is directly linking to the original purpose of it, which is to be a solid piece of construction. And Kostya was highly inspired by a Chinese artist, Ai Weiwei, who has actually made a work of the same material, which is the kind of coffins that was a comment on natural disasters and the way they interfere with such strong materials, even metal. And it's a very emotional piece of work, which kind of was an inspiration for this as well.
То есть если Ай Вейвей брал уже арматуру, которая стихия спросила, то я вот это напряжение сам создаю. То есть я гну металл сам.
So unlike Ай Вейвей, Костя's actually put the force onto the rebars by himself. So unlike using the natural disaster as a way of bending and interfering with the material, he's the one who's manipulating it and creating those shapes which seem unnatural for such a strong material for us.
То есть я сравниваю наш мир как будто здание. Если когда в нем гнется арматура, здание рушится.
So he's associated with the original way that rebars are used in buildings, and that if they're bent, that means that there's a kind of destruction present, and the theme of destruction also links to the idea of this sculpture.
And when you see the rebar bent, we have the impression of weakness, don't we, when we see the bent rebar?
Когда мы видим арматуру погнутую, есть ли какое-то ощущение слабости?
Да, есть напряжение такое очень сильное, которое возникает у людей, когда они видят именно тот материал, который не должен быть гнутым. Да, это, я использую mm-hmm. этот, конечно же.
There's a sense of tension, I would say, when people who are not familiar with this kind of work, that when they see it for the first time, they see this material being manipulated in such an unusual way. There's definitely a sense of unease.
И данный сюжет, если брать его, да, это такой тоже хрестоматийный библейский сюжет. Это наказание людей. Вообще, если смотреть историю, ну, то есть, если смотреть Ветхий Завет или Тору, она изобилует такими моментами, когда Бог наказывает людей за какие-то их провинности. И он посылает им разные стихийные бедствия, в том числе потоп.
And so this sense of vulnerability and distress that people might experience when looking at this work directly link to the biblical narratives, where if we look at the Bible quite closely, we see a reoccurring motif of the God punishing people for numerous causes, and it's again this kind of theme of destruction from a higher power, which is visually represented in the right hand of God.
И сейчас такое время, на самом деле, когда вот одно за другим идет волна каких-то вот таких событий, которые сравнимы с апокалипсисом или там приближающимся апокалипсисом, такие знаки. Это и пандемия, и война, которая сейчас началась между Россией и Украиной, агрессия России против Украины. И все эти как бы события, они такие как бы связаны в одно что-то такое, что как бы я предчувствую, что мы все предчувствуем, что это может вообще превратиться в какой-то такой крах на человечество, может быть.
And so the main idea behind this is the kind of feeling of a bad omen, which we've been seeing in the past years, firstly with the pandemic, which was absolutely shocking for everyone, and now with the war which Russia broke out against Ukraine, which is a very personal topic for Kostya as well. And all of these signs which have been kind of happening and appearing in front of us have brought distress, and it gives an impression that maybe we're facing some kind of apocalyptic time, almost like the Bible has predicted. So this sculpture is also touching upon the theme of fate and kind of omens which are present in real life.
В своих работах я никогда не утверждаю, я задаю скорее вопросы и пытаюсь эти вопросы адресовать зрителю, чтобы они думали и задумывались о том, что о последствиях возможных, которые сейчас происходят в мире, то, что сейчас происходит.
But at the same time, this sculpture and generally Kostya's artwork aren't there to make a statement. They're there to provoke the viewers to ask themselves questions, including the questions about the ethics of the current situation, and the war has been started by Russia, etc., etc. So it's supposed to be a reflective kind of conceptual work.
Я верю, что ничто не предрешено, и что все-таки там в руках человечества остановить возможно. Каковы все проблемы, которые у нас?
And Costa believes that nothing is solidly determined, and that anything can be basically, rearranged, and nothing is out of human control.
Like the metal itself, it's very strong, but it can be manipulated.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That's the main goal, is to create this contrast of the metal and the concrete, but at the same time, the organic shapes.
Yeah. Well, the irony is, Kostya's work does deal with freedom and lack of freedom, and in recent years he's had to leave Russia to look after and protect his own freedom.
Твои работы часто используют тематики свободы и ограничения свободы. Это как-то связано с тем, что в последнее время тебе пришлось покинуть Россию, чтобы обеспечить себе комфортные и свободные условия в данный момент?
Ну, я вообще последовательно в течение последних шести лет в России делал много разных работ, которые, ну, протестных работ, которые были, как я называю, хроника деградации государства. То есть то, что происходило, я фиксировал то, что происходило в государстве, и я старался сделать работу именно на эти темы. Очень важно.
So the, for the past six years, Kostya has been working in Russia as a kind of activist artist, more of a rebellion against the government, and he sums it up in the phrase, which is the progress of degradation of the government, because obviously with the laws that are introduced, etc., etc., it can be documented through artworks, and he's created multiple installations and public art which goes against the Russian government as a sign of protest through visuals.
Да, каждая моя работа была там о потерянной свободе определенной. Mm-hmm. То есть то ли это был убитый политик, который потенциально мог стать президентом страны, или это Боинг сбитый был, который на Донецке, там, и расследование которого до сих пор мы не можем узнать никакие результаты, там, и нет тех людей, которые понесли бы за это ответственность. Или вот последняя моя работа была, самая последняя моя стрит-арт-работа была год назад сделана в России, на День России. Это часы, на которые была надпись «Россия», но механизм у них был в обратную сторону шел. То есть это тоже такое было как бы предчувствие, наверное, того, что Россия, она разворачивается в обратную сторону, неестественно, противоестественно. Мы ход времени поменяли, то, что сейчас мы видим, происходит.
So the last years, all of his artworks had the reoccurring theme of limitations of freedom in Russia. It all started with, you know, whether it's an artwork that talks about a murdered, assassinated politician who might have become a president, or it is a work which touches upon the topic of an uncovered mystery of a plane which was shot in Donetsk, and to this day it remains a kind of covered up situation. And another very significant work, which was the last kind of public art made in Russia, is a clock where it actually goes backwards, and it has the word Russia written on it, which symbolizes the kind of the downfall of the country and the government going backwards in time, essentially. It was a very provocative piece of public art which was installed outside on the Russian National Day.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, it was quite a provocative.
And was it there for long?
Долго ли провести эти часы?
Четыре дня.
They lasted 4 days.
The people in the West, in the UK, don't quite realise the consequences for a Russian artist, Russian activists, to work at home and go against the government. In the UK, we're protected. Mm-hmm. We have it quite easy, but yeah, we don't realise how difficult it can be for activists back in Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. В отличие от россиян в Англии, это совершенно нонсенс, когда художник должен дома сделать какую-то скульптуру и прятать ее от государства, потому что здесь люди чувствуют себя под защитой, в отличие от России.
Сейчас очень много изменилось в России после 24 февраля. Теперь уже вообще невозможно художникам высказываться, как бы там, вообще на любую тему, там, политическую. Это все может быть вплоть до уголовной ответственности, да, преследования до тюрьмы. Поэтому в России я уехал из России, потому что не высказываться я не могу, а высказываться там сейчас это очень опасно.
So after the war broke out on the 24th of February, the freedom of Russian artists has been limited to an extreme extent, and it's kind of bizarre how all of these laws have been introduced to limit this freedom and essentially put all the people who tried to go against the system, put them in a box, and Kostya had to leave Russia because he's not able to keep quiet and he's not able to protest within the new Russian system. So he's escaped for the sake of producing more artwork, because the creative industry in Russia is currently suffering from a lack of freedom.
Ну, до какого-то момента мне это удавалось в России делать, и многие вещи там я достаточно свободен, был свободен для себя, по крайней мере, не делал никаких ограничений.
So up to a certain point he was able to make personal artworks in Russia without being limited, but obviously now it's changed dramatically.
But we totally respect what all activists do to stand up against their government, but for a regime that is well known for being very harsh, it's a very well respected from my heart, that's for sure.
Очень большой респект выражается всем художникам, которые, несмотря на режим, продолжают идти вперед и делать подобные работы.
Ну, для меня это я делаю это для себя в первую очередь, потому что это преодоление собственных страхов. То есть я не могу сказать, что я там какой-то герой, там, я там бесстрашный. И каждый раз, когда я что-то делал, я всегда, конечно, там боялся каких-то последствий. Но каждый раз это такой вызов самому себе, потому что я понимал, что я должен это делать. Если я это не сделаю, да, то кто это сделает? То есть какие-то вещи мне казалось, ну, очень важными сделать, именно чтобы кто-то их делал.
So Kosty is not perceiving himself as a hero, which goes against the system currently. He's more of a challenge for himself, because if not him, who would be able to stand up and do this? It's a very personal thing as well, which is not only about expressing artistic opinions publicly, but also about self-reflection and being able to challenge your own ideas, the way you create something in reality from a concept which exists within your mind. So it's not the main goal is not to kind of release this idea into the public as a rebellion. It's also a challenge for the inner self.
But all the time when there is authorities trying to make everyone be quiet, all the time that there is small single voices, they come together to make one loud voice for everyone else to be heard.
Каждый раз, когда такие люди собираются вместе и делают свои маленькие вещи потихоньку и постепенно, это все в итоге складывается в одну большую картину и продвигается ситуация в плане ограничения свободы.
Надеюсь, да. Но, к сожалению, сейчас это уже стало невозможно в России.
Hopefully it is this way. Unfortunately, at the moment in Russia, it doesn't even work
that
way.
Сейчас в России несколько художников преследуются, и им реальный срок грозит.
Currently, numerous artists in Russia are being prosecuted by the government, and the price which they're about to pay is their own freedom, so a lot of people might actually end up in jail, especially street art and public art artists are risking their own freedom simply because they've expressed certain opinions in public.
And it's strange, that urge that an artist and an activist gets to express themselves even against such dangers.
Очень необычный симбиоз концепции и именно активистского действия, который выступает как смелое противодействие системе.
Ну да, ну для меня вот примером ярким является Ай Вейвей, художник такой, который был, с одной стороны, системный художник, и который даже был главный художник Олимпиады в Пекине, а впоследствии он не смог не высказываться на очень важные острые темы, он высказывался и вынужден был тоже покинуть страну.
So for Kosty, the previously mentioned Chinese artist Ai Weiwei is actually a very huge inspiration in terms of this symbiosis which is created, because he was originally a kind of pro-government in a certain way artist. He's the main artist for the Olympic Games in Beijing, but then soon after that he kind of shifted towards the other way, and he had to leave China as well because of the lack of freedom which he's faced. So there are numerous examples like this in the artwork country. So.
Well, I am a trustee. I work with a prison charity in the UK,
mm-hmm.
and it's a prison arts charity. Mm-hmm. And each year we put a very large exhibition on in London.
Mm-hmm.
And this year the curator is Ai Weiwei. He's working with us at the moment,
wow, okay.
creating the exhibition.
Great.
Where is it?
It's at the Royal Festival Hall in on the South Bank.
Okay, mm-hmm. And when is it?
It will be round about November time.
Okay. Сейчас на данный момент Кай занимается коллаборативным проектом от организации благотворительной, которая собирает работы художников, которые сидят в тюрьме, и Ai Weiwei как раз таки одним из кураторов.
Who were prisoners once, right? Not now.
Oh, okay.
Who are prisoners now?
So they're creating the work within the
prison. Yeah, the people, the prisoners at the moment, they submit their artwork to Kursler Arts.
All over the world?
In the UK.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They send their artwork in, and then it gets sorted out by the curator. This year, Ai Weiwei, wow. one of your guys, is just about to ask a question.
You painted the print by... Are you going over the print again?
Ты хочешь еще раз покрасить?
Yeah.
Do it now?
Yeah. Can we stop? Нет, я могу, они могут оставить красную баночку и кисточки там, и я подкрашу.
All good?
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay, had a small break, yeah. I guess we can
So
continue.
If you're in the UK,
mm-hmm.
When this goes ahead,
yeah.
I'll get in touch and I'll see if I can get you some invites to the...
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah, we were just talking about how it's very interesting, although in a way it's interesting to see it from the side and participate, because obviously it's a completely different situation to be able to create work within the prison. Yeah, it's quite unusual concept, but we'll be glad to see it.
Yeah, well, that's where I discovered art while I was a serving prisoner,
mm-hmm.
Many years ago. Discovered art, fell in love with art,
mm-hmm.
and that was my story, you know.
История Гарри заключается в том, что в юном возрасте он 14 лет был в тюрьме и влюбился в искусство и начал создавать свои работы, поэтому он пришел к тому, что делает эту выставку сейчас. Yeah, it's a very inspiring story that you come all of this way and now. You know, you're creating this collaborative.
And then we're sitting here talking about freedom,
yeah.
while his sculpture is being installed, and just as we finish, as does the installation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And I'll
thank
you. Let you carry on with your installation.
Great. Thanks a lot for having us here, and we hope to
and,
see you.
You are our first audience.
Oh, yes, there you yes, go. Yes. I am. It looks mighty fine, doesn't it?
Сейчас главное ее не трогать, потому что она сильно там еще сохнет. Нет, так просто сейчас для себя даже мантра.
Hello, I'm Vasalia Chilton, the director of Kensington Chelsea Art Week and Art Trail. The artist you've just been listening to is part of the Kensington Chelsea Art Week and Art Trail. The Art Trail starts on the 18th of June and ends on the 31st of August. You can find all the details on our website, kcaw.co.uk. Thank you so much for listening.
If you've got an exhibition or any other creative project within the arts, or even just want to promote your own artwork, you could do that in podcast form similar to the one you've just listened to. They start at a convenient price point that is comfortable for any artist working on a budget. This podcast itself is created by working artists, and we know how important that is. So to find out more information, you can email us on ministryofartsorg@gmail.com or on Instagram at ministryofartsorg. Ta-da!
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.